ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ भज गोविन्दम् भज गोविन्दम् गोविन्दम् भज मूढमते सम्प्राप्ते सन्निहिते काले नहि नहि रक्षति लुकृं करणे.
व्हाट्स द लास्ट वर्स अजित?
लास्ट वर्स वाज 24. नाउ वी आर गोइंग टू 25.
शत्रौ मित्रे शत्रौ मित्रे पुत्रे बन्धौ मा कुरु यत्नम् विग्रहसन्धौ मा कुरु यत्नम् विग्रहसन्धौ मा कुरु यत्नम् विग्रहसन्धौ मा कुरु यत्नम् विग्रहसन्धौ भव समचित्तः सर्वत्र त्वं भव समचित्तः सर्वत्र त्वं वाञ्छस्य चिराद् यदि विष्णुत्वम् विष्णुत्वम् यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड विष्णुत्वम् मीन्स् विष्णुः इज नेम् आफ् द लॉर्ड वन् आफ् द नेम्स् आफ् द लॉर्ड नॉट ओनली नेम् आफ् द लॉर्ड वन् आफ् द नेम्स् आफ् द लॉर्ड वाट् इज अ नेम् नेम् इज अ टर्म् इंडिकेटिंग अ गिवन् ऑब्जेक्ट् अ गिवन् पर्सन् When I say a pot, a kalasham, na kalashaha is a word indicating a given object. Rodney G is a term, is a name, a term indicating a given person, isn't it? So here, when you say name of the Lord means that does that name Vishnuhu, Shivaha, Brahma, Ganeshaha, Subramanyaha, not one name, okay, so many names. And wives also, okay? Does every name indicate one God or what? No. All the names indicate the only Lord. Now, they do not indicate directly, they imply the Lord. Like when I said direct indication means what? This is what? If I say this is a phone, it's a direct indication, isn't it? When I say Vishnuhu is one of the names of the Lord means one of the terms which imply the Lord. So what is, it does not directly show. Who is Rodneyji? Show. Who is Vishnuhu? Lord. Which Lord? We can't say here like this, isn't it? So implying means what? What does it, the name, any name of the Lord is a term which implies the nature of the Lord, Swarupam of the Lord. Without indicating, showing a given form, which a word which implies the Swarupam, which, no, the Swarupam of the word. Parambarulin Swarupatai Kurikindra Sol Yerevanudaya Payaraha Kardapadhiru. Clear now? So Vishnu. And but what Puranas have done? Puranas have personified that, na, personified Swarupam of that Lord, na, each implied by every each word implies given Swarupam of the Lord. No? And then Puranas have personified those Swarupams. That is why we have Vishnu. And Shivaha means immediately we think of the Lord Shiva sitting. No? With the, I mean, actually smeared, having his body smeared with ashes. Vishnu means immediately we think of Be Srivachurnam Shankha Chakra Gada Dhari. We think of Vishnu means. Or we think of the Lord lying down on coiled mattress of snake, Adisesha. So we think of immediately with the Ganesha means immediately like that. Here actually each and every word, so the forms which we have in our, no, this Subramanyaha, every word we have a form now. Every word indicates a given form which stands for the Lord as a symbol. All the different symbols of the Lord. Only Lord is what? Only Lord. But different names and different symbols. And each symbol is what? Each form is a symbol of the given Swarupam of the Lord. Swarupam means what? Intrinsic, imperceptible, isn't it? Something to be understood. So Vishnuhu means, Vishnuhu, the word Vishnuhu, immediately even though we think of some given form, the word Vishnuhu is, does not directly indicate the Lord, isn't it? It only implies the Swarupam of the Lord. Who is the Lord here? There is no Lord other than the reality. Parambarul allada veru oru iraivan kadavul illai. Talaivan illai. Lord means the Talaivan, isn't it? Lord. Who is the Lord here? There is no Talaivan, there is no Lord other than the reality. For Lord is who? Lord is the reality. So what is the reality? Awareness. What is this reality? Reality is the meaning of the word I in every being. And what is the nature of it? Understand, you know, knowledge is the nature. Knowing is not, we know that. And what is this Vishnuhu mean here? Vishnuhu, exactly the one word Vishnuhu implies which Swarupam of the Lord? Parambarul enda Swarupate the word Vishnuhu implies? All pervasiveness. Understand? All pervasiveness. Why? Reality is what? Is the cause of the universe. Reality is the cause of the universe. We say cause of the universe is the reality. Look at this. Cause of the universe is the reality. Why do we say cause of the universe is the reality? Because without the reality, the existence of reality is the existence of the universe. Without the reality, universe cannot exist at all. Like what? Like without the gold, chain cannot exist. Independent of the gold. Without water, ocean cannot exist independent of water. Therefore what? Existence of water is the existence of the ocean. Therefore, we say, water is the existence of the ocean. Therefore, that which lends existence to the ocean is looked upon as the cause of the ocean. Similarly, existence of the awareness, consciousness, is the existence of the universe. Therefore, awareness is the existence of the universe. Therefore, awareness alone lends existence to the universe. Therefore, the cause of the universe is awareness. Isn't it? And if it's a cause, cause pervades, if universe is as good as the effect, cause is as, you understand now, awareness is as good as the cause, and cause always pervades the effect. Cause fills the effect. Like gold fills the chain, there is no place where gold does not fill the chain. There is no place where the water does not fill the ocean. That is why that which remains, that which fills everything is what? That which is full. Understand now? What is that which fills is full. What is full now? Water. Understand now? That which fills alone is there. Understand now? As full. Therefore we say that which fills is that which pervades. So the entire ocean is pervaded by water. There is no place where the water is not in the ocean. There is no chain where the gold is not in the... Listen now, not pervading. Therefore, any cause is all pervasive. Similarly, now is an awareness, the consciousness, what now, pervades the entire universe. Therefore, all pervasiveness is, what is that one thing which pervades all, everything here is the reality, the Lord, isn't it? Therefore, vyapnoti sarvam iti vishnuhu. Vyapnoti means vyapitirithal. Edu anaitthayum vyapitirikirado, aduve vishnuhu. Epparamparul anaitthayum vyapitirikirado, apparamparulukku perenna vishnuhu. That which pervades everything is vishnuhu. Therefore, vishnuhu means what? All pervasive. So Vishnuhu is what? The name of the Lord. Name of the Lord is what? The term which implies. So can you see all pervasiveness through physical eyes? No. You only understand the Swarupam of the Lord being all pervasive. Therefore that word Vishnuhu does not directly indicate. Understand? It only implies this Swarupam. Is it clear? No. What is indicating directly and what is implying? That is why any name of the Lord does not directly indicate the Lord, because that is not, understand, Lord is not anything it indicates. Even though everything is the Lord, Lord is not anything indicated by any word. And every word no word which means the Lord, okay, indicates directly the Lord. Every word which is the name of the, every word which happens with the name of the Lord only implies this Swarupam. Swarupam. Understand now? So Shivaha, for example, I give Shivaha also. Why, what is the name of the Lord? Lord is the reality, awareness. And awareness is said to be Shivaha, implied by the word Shivaha. Shivaha means auspiciousness. Auspiciousness means what? Mangalam in Tamil. Listen, auspiciousness means what? Auspiciousness means happiness. It means what? Auspiciousness means that which does not have sorrow, that which does not cause sorrow, that which, listen now, free from, that which is free from sorrow, that which drives away sorrow is auspicious. What is inauspicious then? Anything which causes sorrow is inauspicious. Dukkattai yerpaduthuvai ellam amangalamanavai. Understand? Dukkattai neekuvai, dukkam attradhu eduvo adu mangalamanadhu. What is auspiciousness? You have to say that now. So, auspicious means that which does anything which does, that which does not cause sorrow, that which does not have sorrow, that which, understand now, drives away sorrow is auspicious thing. So being auspicious is the nature of the reality. Awareness does not cause any sorrow. Awareness does not have any sorrow. Understand? Consciousness ke enna sorrow irukudunna. Understand now? Consciousness has no sorrow. And understand now? Consciousness does not cause any sorrow. And if we know consciousness being the very self, you are free from sorrow. Understand? Because any sorrow is what? A state of mind which exists in consciousness. That is why Shivaha. இதுக்கே நோ சிவஹான் அதான் அர்த்தம். சிவம் சிவம் சிவ 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 அப்படின்னு சொன்னா எனிதிங் விச் காசஸ் பெயின் விச் காசஸ் சாரோ லெட் இட் நாட் கோ இன் டு மை இயர்ஸ். அபச்சாரம் சம்படி சே சம்திங் ராங் சிவ 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 பீப்புள் சொல்லுவாங்க. கேன் யூ நோ தட் ஸ்ரீலங்கா மஸ்ட் பி வெரி பாப்புலர் சிவ 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 இசன்ட் இட். சம்படி சே சம்திங் ராங்லி ஆர் அந்த சம்திங் சம்திங் நாட் டிசைரபிள் சம்திங் நாட் பிளசன்ட் சம்திங் விச் காசஸ் நோ ஹர்ட் ஆர் பெயின் சம்திங் சம்திங் விச் இஸ் நாட் குட் டு லிசன் டு இமீடியட்லி வாட் யூ சே either about other person, about you, or understand now, anything which causes pain, which is not really desirable or pleasant, when you happen to hear, immediately we say, Shiva, 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 Shiva. Why? Because Shivaha means auspicious. Understand now? Auspicious. What is auspicious? That which does not have sorrow, that which does not cause sorrow, that which is known as the self, then it drives away sorrow. Alla artham shiva nu sonna shiva. Therefore being auspicious mangalama iruthal paramarudaya swaroopam. For being auspicious is the nature of the reality. That is why being auspicious, make it now know, auspiciousness is the nature of the reality. So that nature, swaroopam of reality, swaroopam is swaroopam. That swaroopam has been implied by a word, not indicated. Can you show auspiciousness? This is what auspiciousness. What can you show auspiciousness? Auspiciousness. You can't show that. That it got indicated. That's why it implies. And so what is implication? Therefore, Shivaha also is a word, is a name which implies the nature of the reality. You know, similarly, Vishnu is what now? The Shivaha implies the swarupam of the Lord being auspiciousness. Vishnu implies the swarupam of the Lord being all-pervasiveness. Therefore, Vishnu means the Lord, and Vishnutvam means the status of being the Lord. Irivan Ahudal. Understand now? In fact, Vishnutvam means what? The status of being the Lord. Vishnuhu means the Lord. Vishnutvam means the status of being the Lord. Or the Lordship or the Lordness. Understand now? The status of being the Lord is Vishnutvam. So here Shankaracharya, this verse, the Acharya Hoover has written this, he says, Yadi Vishnutvam vanchasi. Vanchasi means what? In Tamil also we have vancha. Vanchasi means desire. If you desire. Yadi means if. The condition. If. Yadi literally means, correct, exactly means if. Yadi, if vanchasi, you desire, nee virumbuvayahil. Yadi, if vanchasi, you desire. If you desire. What if you desire? Vishnutvam. If you desire the status of being the Lord, that means what? If you want to become the Lord, I should not say. In fact, Shastram says, if you are already the Lord, but you do not know that you are already the Lord, you means what? The meaning of the word, I, isn't it? The substantive, I, is not anything which is gross, but the meaning of the word I in every being is one and the same, and that is what? Pure awareness, which is the Lord, isn't it? Therefore, you are already the Lord, you can never become the Lord, but you are discovering yourself being already the Lord is what? Attaining the Lordship. Or at becoming the Lord, or attaining the status of being the Lord. Vishnu, listen now, ni Vishnuvaha ahavendu manal, if you want to be the Lord, if you are desirous of attaining the status of being the Lord, You're already the Lord. What does it mean by saying I become attaining the status of being the Lord? You can never become the Lord. You are already the Lord. Knowing that how you are already the Lord is what? Attaining the status of being the Lord. So here he says, if you want to know that you are already the Lord, that's the meaning. Yadi Vishnutvam vanchasi. If you want to become the Lord, if you want up the status of being the Lord, the Vishnu. Understand? If you then he says, then what you should do now? If you want to know that you are Lord, if you want to know your Swarupam, if you want the knowledge of the Lord, if you want to know the self. Understand now? That's the meaning. Yadi Vishnutvam vanchasi. Vishnu Padavi, okay? இறைவனாயின இருத்தலை அறிய விரும்புகிறாயாகில் he says here தருகி then what you should do பவ சமசித்தகா பவ சர்வத்ர த்வம் த்வம் யூ நீ சர்வத்ர எவ்ரிவேர் சமசித்தகா தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் சேம் ஓகே சேம் மைண்ட் So, samachittaha, may you have the sameness of mind. May you be the one, bhava means ahuvayaha, may you be the one who has the sameness of mind. Ure madriyaha, manudadevanaha ahuvayaha. What does it mean here? What does he mean by saying, may you be the one who has the sameness of mind? What does he mean by that saying? May you be the one who has the sameness of mind. What does he mean by that? Sameness of mind means seeing the truth of everything being one and the same. Seeing the truth of every being, the reality of every being, being one and the same, the only awareness. Knowing the truth of every being, being the only awareness is what? Awareness, thereby looking at all the beings as what? And the only, manifest only thing is what? Being the person of sameness of mind. Samachittaha bhava. Samachittaha means, for me, everything in this universe is the manifestation of only reality. The truth of everything is one and the same. The truth of every wave is H2O. Similarly, not the truth of every ornament is gold. Golden ornament, okay? And similarly here also, the truth of every earthenware, every clay, the truth of every pot is what? The clay. The truth of any furniture is what? The same, only wood. Similarly here, the truth of every being here, every element, subtle element, gross element. Understand now? The truth of every element is one and the same. The awareness, not only the element, all the elements, elementals is one and the same awareness. Not only all the elementals means what? All the living beings. All the living beings. And all the non-living things. Look at this, everything. Sarvabhutahi bhati. Upanishad says, it shines as all the varieties of things. One thing shines as varieties. As example, I give the example of wave and water is very easy. Only H2O is there, is the truth of every wave is very clear. Isn't it? But when you say only reality, now, which is not objectifiable, the only reality, the truth, essence of everything is one and the same. For the living thing, for a non-living thing. For all the living things also. Understand now, everything, all the human beings, all the human body, every bit of it here. The truth of the cell, the truth of DNA, understand now, the truth of everything, truth of the mind, the functions, truth of any sense power, truth of any, everything is what? Like truth of every wave is H2O. The reality or the truth of everything is one and the only, the same awareness, which you know as the meaning of the word I, which is the self of all the beings. Therefore, every object, every human being or every object, if it happens to refer to itself, what is the pronoun it can use? I. Isn't it? If every object, suppose the mic happens to talk, if it refers to itself, what is the pronoun it can use? I. Not only this, I am saying, if every object, every being, every human being, when refers to oneself, he uses the pronoun I. Understand now? That is why the truth of every I, understand how? Is what now? One and the same, the only awareness. And one who knows this, understand now? Then when he can see what? Samachittaha. Samachittaha means what now? One who sees the oneness of the truth. Understand? One who sees the oneness of truth of multifarious objects and manifestations. He is the bhava. Understand now? So here Shankara said, this person says, bhava. Bhava means aguvayaha, may you become. May you become what? May you become samachittaha. Samachittaha bhava, may you become the person of, okay, may you be the one who has the sameness of mind. Samachittaha, samano kudayavanaha ahu, that's the meaning. Samachittaha bhava, may you, samachittaha bhava. Where should you become, where should you have the sameness of mind? Where, no, okay, towards what? Sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. May you be the one who has the sameness of mind towards everything and everywhere. That means if you see everything as the truth of everything is one, if you know the truth of everything being one and the oneness, okay, only reality, then everything is what? The same for you. Everything, and so if you know one part, one truth of one part being clay, you know the truth of all the parts. And truth of all the parts being clay is known, all the parts are the same mithya. Understand now? Only truth is clay, the satyam, all the parts are what? Mithya. Similarly here also, once you know the truth, you will know all the beings are what? Mithya, isn't it? You don't need to know, go know every, no, I want, this is mithya, this is mithya, no. Once you know wood is satyam, you know any wooden thing is what? Mithya. Then you look at them with the sameness of mind. Understand now? You are just looking at them as what? Sameness of mind. There is only satyam. The truth of everything is one and the same. The only reality and all these varieties of things, okay, the truth of which is one and the same, but all these are mithya. Understand now? You have samachittattvam. Understand now? You have the sameness of mind towards all of them. So everywhere, not only that, may you see the only reality and then you say, resolve the mithya in satyam. What do? Resolve the mithya in satyam. There are not two different things. One is satyam, other thing is mithya. And mithya is what? Has no independent existence apart from satyam. Then you say what? Mithya is satyam. Therefore, what is there is only satyam. Understand? This is what? When you say all that is there is the only reality, manifestation of only reality, when you say, then you have samachittaha. Understand? You are samachittaha. The one who sees the, you know, the oneness of reality. So, he says, If you want to attain the status of being the Lord, then may you have the vision of the oneness of reality. Understand now? Then may you see all that is there is the manifestation of the only reality, the sameness. Why sameness? The truth of everything is the same. Same in being the same. Every wave is as good as every other wave. Why? Because every truth of everything is what? H2O. Similarly, every being here is one and the same because the truth of everything is the only reality. Sameness implies oneness of reality. So, if you want to have the status of being the Lord, then may you understand the oneness of reality. May you be the one who has sameness of mind. That means the vision of the sameness, vision of the reality being, the oneness of reality, the sameness of reality. Is it clear now? Samachittaha bhava sarvatra. Ellavattilum ondrayirikkindra paramporulai. Understand now? Irandattradaga irikkindra paramporulai. Now? Arindu. Listen, that's the meaning actually. Anithim ondraga parpai. Parpaya. If you can see everything as the same, how can you say everything as the same? Only if you know the truth of everything, isn't it? He says, seeing the truth of everything is seeing everything being the same. Very important. So maybe the one who has the vision of the sameness or the oneness of the reality. Then he says, therefore, now, Chatrau in your enemy, Mitre in your friend. Look at this friend. We say, this is my friend, this is my enemy. Understand now? Chatrau in your, Chatruhu means enemy. Chatrau means what? In your enemy. In somebody who is an enemy. That means what? Whoever is an enemy. Okay? In an enemy, Mitre in your friend, Anbanidatil. When you say, Mitre and Anbanidatil, Chatrau Pahivanidatil. Chatrau in your enemy, Mitre in your friend. And putre in your own son, bandhav in your relative. Whoever it is, in all of them, makuru yatnam vigraha sandhav. Vigraha sandhi, okay? May you ever not create any difference. May ever not have any difference. One may be your son, one may be your relative, one may be your enemy, one person may be your, someone may be your friend. Understand, friend or enemy, your own son or relative, all are what? The truth of everyone is one and the same. Listen now, may you understand this and all this. Actually, whatever the differences we see, they are mithya. Okay, all these differences, mithya differences are in fact only reality only. Therefore, may you have the vision of the oneness of the reality, there we understand everything being the same, and may you be the one who has the vision of sameness or oneness, and thereby, if you want, attain the status of the Lordship, that of becoming the Lord. And if you want to have this, to enjoy the status of being the Lord, then may you have this vision. Is it clear now? Because lots of these are problems, emotional problems. See, if you just do your duty towards your son or relative or a friend or an enemy, and you are doing the needful for everyone, definitely you would be doing more for your son, no doubt. Because the duty, isn't it? But still, the concern for all of them will be the same. Concern for your son, concern for your friend, concern that will be the same. But the duty is not duty. If you just do your duty, why? Because everybody is what equally. Everybody is equally significant. I mean, if you look at somebody as an enemy, also really speaking. What is enmity? Really speaking, is all mithya, isn't it? It's all our perceptions and all these things. Basically, truth of everything is one and the same. This is a makuru. Vigraha sandhav yatnam makuru. May not make any efforts to see the differences. Therefore, hey, if you want to attain the status of being the Lord, if you want to know that you are already the Lord, then better understand the oneness of the reality. The reality being one and the same in everything. Understand? Therefore, better know the truth of the Lord. Better know the Lord. Better know the truth. Bhaja Govindam. Okay. Shatrau Mitre. Shatrau Mitre. Putre Bandhau. Putre Bandhau. Makuru Yatnam Vigraha Sandhau. Makuru Yatnam Vigraha Sandhau. Bhavasamachittaha Sarvatratvam. Bhavasamachittaha Sarvatratvam. Bhavasamachittaha Bhavasamachittaha Sarvatratvam. Sarvatratvam. Vanchasya Chirad Yadi Vishnutvam. Vanchasya Chirad Yadi Vishnutvam. Vanchasya Chirad Yadi Vishnutvam. Vanchasya Chirad Yadi Vishnutvam. Next.
Kamam Krodam Lopam.
Yeah, nalladu varudhu, nalladu. Kamam krodham lobham moham. Kamam krodham lobham moham. Kamam krodham lobham moham. Lobham moham. Tyaktvatmanam bhavaya soham. Tyaktvatmanam bhavaya soham. Tyaktvatmanam bhavaya soham. Tyaktvatmanam bhavaya soham. Atmajnana vihina mudhaha. Atmajnana vihina mudhaha. Atmajnana vihina mudhaha.
Atmajnana
vihina mudhaha. Te pachyante naraka nigudaha. Te pachyante naraka nigudaha. Te pachyante naraka nigudaha. Te pachyante naraka nigudaha. This to come from the last line. Naraka nigudaha. Okay. Te pachyante. Being captivated in the naraka. They are afflicted. Tormented. Pachyante means they get cooked. Literal meaning, okay? But I don't want to use the word cooked. They get tormented and afflicted, being captivated in narakam. I don't want to use the word hell. Because hell means for other people is a place where we definitely go. Understand now? So I don't want to say that. They get afflicted and tormented and haunted and harassed and they suffer. They are made to suffer in narakam. Who are the people? Te. Naraka nigudaha. being kind of narakam, they are affected, afflicted. They're ka nanasano. Who? They. They means what? English they. Who are they? No. They in Sanskritam, in English they. Okay, they means what? Those people. Who are those people? He says, Atmajnana vihina mudhaha mudhaha. The deluded people alone, very clear, deluded alone suffer, understand now, suffer the pain of narakam. Understand now? The deluded alone go through the pain of narakam. That means very clear, there is no hell, there is no narakam, there is no pain of narakam. Understand? For those who are free from delusion. Therefore, where is narakam now? Narakam is in delusion. There's no delusion, there's no narakam. There's no narakam, there's no pains caused by narakam, caused in narakam. Pain suffered in narakam, isn't it? Experience in narakam. Therefore, delusion is narakam. Narakam enge irukkiradunna. Delusion is narakam. Understand now? So, vimudaha means highly, not simply, mudaha means deluded. Vimudaha means totally deluded. Vimudan. Understand now? What does it mean? Deluded means what? Understand now? Delusion means not having discriminative knowledge, discriminative understanding. So, lack of discriminative knowledge is delusion. So, those who lack, this one, mohaha, okay, vimohaha means delusion. Vimudaha means deluded. Tamil we have this noun, moham, where we have. Mohaha, the word we have in Tamil also. Mohaha means delusion, isn't it? Vimohaha means what? Delusion. And here, vimudaha means deluded. Totally deluded. So the one who is lacking, no, the one who does not have the discriminative understanding or knowledge, no, what is Atma, okay, what Atma is not, what is Satyam, what is not Satyam. One does not have this discriminative knowledge, he is the Vimudaha. So this Vimudaha alone go through the pain or suffering of the Narakam. Is the meaning. And here, Vimudaha, delusion, lack of discriminative knowledge means lack of discriminative knowledge of what? We have to say this, isn't it? And here, why there is delusion? The delusion is because of the inseparability of what the truth is, what the truth, the truth and what is not truth. Understand now? What is Satyam and what is Mithya? What is, understand now? This Satyam and Mithya are not two different separable things. Satyam and Mithya are two different. What is real? What is not real? What is as though are not two different things. Then if it is two different things, they are separable, there will be distance between two things. If there is distance between two things, then there is no need. Understand how? We will not have any problem in having discriminative knowledge. I can definitely discern one from the other. This is mic, this is a pot, understand now? This is kalasham, this is a phone, and this is mic. I understand very clearly why. They are two different things, they are separate, and there is also distance between both objects. Therefore, I have no problem, even though I do not know what is mic and what is iPod, afterwards I can find out, it is easy for me to differentiate, understand, to know discriminatively, this is something, this is different, this is something different, isn't it? But the problem is, satyam and mithya, what is real and what is as the, what is absolutely real, what is not absolutely, understand now, what is relatively real, what is mithya, being inseparably together, like what? Like water and waves, water and ocean, gold and chain, wood and furniture, the separate, not one being non-separate from the other, one being inseparable from the other, and the distance being not there, the discriminative knowledge is difficult. And it's not easy to have discriminative knowledge. It is difficult to have the discriminative knowledge. That is why they lack the discriminative knowledge. So such people are called what? People who cannot see what is satyam, what is mithya, what is absolutely real, what is relatively real. Understand now? Who cannot see the difference, they are called vimudaha. Such vimudaha alone, what? Naraka nigudaha pachyante. Understand now? They alone suffer, being captivated in hell, they alone go through the sufferings. And here we have to ask again, who are the deluded people? Who are those deluded? He says, Atma jnana vihinaha. Atma jnana vihinaha eva vimudaha. Atma jnana means knowledge of the self. Vihinaha means one who is devoid of the self knowledge. The one who is devoid of the self knowledge, one who does not have self knowledge, is who? The one who is ignorant of the self. So atma jnana vihinaha means atma jnanam atravarhal. Atma jnana vihinaha, those who do not know the self, understand now? Atma jnana vihinaha, those who are ignorant of the self, they alone mistake the non-self for the self. Understand now? They do not know what is self, and thereby they do not know what is non-self. They do not know the difference between discriminating knowledge of what is self and what is non-self. Thereby they mistake non-self for the self, and they have all the problems caused by the adhyasa. Understand now? Mistaking the non-self for the self. That is why they suffer what? Naraka nigudaha pachyante. Simple thing. Therefore, what you should do, okay, so very simple, no? Very simple teaching. Atma jnana vihinaha, those who do not know the self, they do not have the discriminative knowledge of what the self is, what the self is not. Therefore, they mistake the non-self for the self, thereby it results in all other problems. Remember how ignorance leads to so many other problems. Understand? As referred to Tattvabodha class. And that is why they go through the sufferings of, okay, hell. Very simple. Any pain is, understand? If you have a lot of suffering, means what? It's a hell only, isn't it? But the heaven will be hell. Even if Bhagavan takes you to, by form, he always says this. Even Bhagavan feels so sad for you, okay? Even Bhagavan makes you go and sit in the heaven. Heaven will be like a hell for you if you do not have this lack of discrimination. Now, if you lack the discriminative knowledge, even heaven will become hell. And what talk of hell? Understand what I'm saying? It's why it is amazing. Ignorance leads to delusion. Delusion leads to naraka vedana. என்ன சார் நரக்க வேதனைன்னா வேதனையாவது ஒன்னாவது எல்லாம் நரக்க வேதனா இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் டெல்யூஷன் டெல்யூஷன் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் சோ வாட் யூ ஷுட் டூ நவ் ஹி சேஸ் நவ் காமம் குரோதம் லோபம் மோகம் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தியக்த்வா அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ் ஆத்மானம் பாவய சோகம் கமான் ஹி சேஸ் ஹியர் காமம் காமஹா டிசையர் குரோதஹா ஆங்கர் லோபஹா கிரீட் காமம் குரோதம் லோபம் மோகம் மோகா டெல்யூஷன் all of them are there and all these things not only these four because she want to make the meter proper okay that's why he didn't give other things madam asra he did not add understood that also understand now this is called sixfold enemies I told in the very beginning remember this kamaha krodaha lobaha mohaha madaha matsaryam madaha pride matsaryam jealousy these six are said to be enemy of every human mind enemies of six enemies of human mind and these six why they are said to be enemies who is your enemy whoever makes you unhappy is your enemy understand therefore these six never allow you to be happy therefore they are said to be your enemies and but these six have an enemy you know that these six become enemy with less knowledge.
What are they called?
Sixfold enemies. Shad-ripavaha. Shadari. You remember that? Shad-arayaha. Arihina enemy. Shad-arayaha na six enemies. Enemies of the mind, okay? For the mind, these six are the enemies. But knowledge is the enemy of these six. Knowledge of the truth is what? You know, knowledge of the truth is said to be the enemy of these six. No way. When the knowledge is there, these six will be chased out of the house. Okay? They will be chased out of the mind. They will not be given any room. There won't be any room for these six of them to hide anywhere in the mind. Understand? No, they will be chased out. That is why knowledge always chases them out. Therefore, knowledge is said to be the enemy of the six. And then I told you in the class, the shadari is the cap which you keep, they keep on your head in Vishnu temples. There'll be feet, okay, on the top. The feet, feet stand for, feet symbolize the knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of the Lord, in the presence of which the six cannot be there. That is why that feet of the Lord, which symbolize the knowledge, you know, the Shada is said to be Shadari. Shadari means what? Enemy of the six. Understand? And here we say the Shad six, but the knowledge. Is the enemy of the six, but these six are enemies of what? Mm-hmm. Our mind, enemies of the mind, and we say, and kamam, krodham, lobham, moham, madham, matsaryam, okay? All of them are there, continuously, you know, making you more and more unhappy. Therefore, better know the truth, better know yourself, and know the self. Understand the same self being the self of everything. Then you say, truth of everything is the Lord of everything. And Lord is what? The truth. Understand now, aham. What aham is awareness. The truth of everything is awareness. The Lord of everything, therefore, the truth of the entire universe is awareness. Therefore, I am that Lord. What do you say? I, the self, am the Lord. This is the truth. This is a fact, isn't it? So, Atmanam Bhavaya. Atmanam Bhavaya. May you know the self and may you dwell upon the self as what? Bhavayana Yennuvayaha. ஆத்மாவை எண்ணுவாயாகனு சொன்ன அர்த்தம் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபத்தை இடையராது எண்ணுவாயாக. மே யூ டுவெல் பாவையா மீன்ஸ் மே யூ கான்டெம்ப்ளேட் அப்பான் திஸ் ஆத்மா, திஸ் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட் ஐ, தி செல்ஃப். மே கான்டெம்ப்ளேட் அப்பான் தி நேச்சர் செல்ஃப், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். தேர் பை மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சோகம். சோகம் இஸ் அ மகா வாக்கியம். சோகம் நாட் தமிழ் சோகம் கிடையாது, சோகமா இருக்கிறேன். நாட் தட் சோகம், தட் இஸ் ஷோகஹா. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ்? ஷோகஹா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? கிரீஃப். பட் ஹியர் நாட் தமிழ் ராணிஜி. சோகம் மீன்ஸ் ஹி சோ வரீட் அண்ட் சேட். தட்ஸ் த மீனிங். சோ ஹியர் தட்ஸ் வை நாட் தட் ஷோகஹா. ஹியர் ஒரு சோகமா உட்கார்ந்துட்டு இருக்கார். நாட் ஷோகஹா, சோகம். சோகம் இஸ் அ மகா வாக்கியம். வாட் இஸ் மீன் சஹ மீன்ஸ் தட் லார்ட், அந்த இறைவன். சஹ மீன்ஸ் அவன், தட் லார்ட். அஹம் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம். சோ ஐ ஆம் தட் லார்ட். வை இட் இஸ் தட் லார்ட்? If it is not known, that known I am. Anything unknown is what? The Lord is unknown. You have to use the word that away from you, isn't it? The Lord is known, this. Why? Then known. Known means it's very you, near. Anything which is unknown is away from you, isn't it? Anything which is known becomes what? Especially Lord. As long as Lord is not known, Lord is that. If the Lord is known, Lord is this, not this. Okay? This means the meaning of the self. Therefore, Saha Aham. The truth of everything is what? Anithin Perunmai. Meipurul. Listen now. You say, Anithirkkum Adharamah Irikkinra Meipurul. Non. I am that Lord. Why? How can you say I am that Lord? Saha Aham. Say that now. Saha Aham. Or you can say Aham Saha. Naan Avan. Avane Naan. Understand now? Naane Avan. Yenda Asami Naan Thedugireno, Naane Anda Asami. Understand now? I am that person who is searched. Saha Aham. I am that. Saha Aham. Aham Saha. So how will you say? Saha Aham Soham. Sanskrit Sandhi. But really speaking, it is not to be used for simply to chant. Okay? Soham, Soham, Soham. You can't sing that. It's something to be understood. 1 plus 1, 2, 2 plus 3, 5.
I feel like crying.
Okay, you can't sing, yeah, you can't sing like this, isn't it? It's to be understood. Similarly, soham is what? If it's a fact, a statement which reveals a fact, an equation. What equation? I am that Lord. Saha aham. I am that Lord. How I am that Lord? As an individual body mind is complex. Understand now? Definitely, I'm different from Lord the whole. Relatively, every individual is different from every other individual. The entire universe, like what? Like the wave is different from the ocean, the standpoint of name and form. From the standpoint of the truth of the wave and the ocean, the H2O, wave is ocean. The standpoint of the truth, satyam, a reality of the individual and the universe, is what? Every individual is the Lord. You are the whole. The whole cosmos, you are the whole. One wave can tell another wave, the energy wave can tell another wave. come on, oh, wave, okay, you can say, you, listen now, are, thou art that entire ocean. How can you say that? Because from the standpoint of the truth, you are that, you are the whole, you are the whole, you are the Lord. Isn't it? Tattvamasi is a Mahavakyam. Mahavakyam is Tattvamasi. You are that Lord. From the standpoint of the body, mind, and complex, you are different from the entire cosmos, the Lord. The standpoint of the reality, the mithya body, mind, and complex, you are different from the Lord. This difference is very much there between you and the Lord. You are different from the Lord. You know very little. Lord is Sarvajna, you are Alpajna. Lord is Sarvashaktiman or Alpashaktiman. And then Lord is almighty, you are little mighty. Understand now? Therefore, the difference is vast between you and the Lord, there is no doubt. But it is only from the standpoint of mithya, body, mind, sense, complex. But from the standpoint of Satyam, you are non-different from the Lord. Satyam, the awareness, isn't it? Wave is different from the ocean from the standpoint of its name and form. From the standpoint of the reality, the H2O, it is non-different from the ocean. So, Mahavajnathamasi, once you know this, then you can understand what? Soham. Understand how? Soham. He says, Saha aham iti atmanam bhavaya. May you contemplate upon the self and understand that I, the self, am the Lord, the awareness. I, the self, am the Lord, the whole. Is it clear now? Once you know this, you're free from what? Kamaha, krodhaha, lobhaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam, all of them, in the wake of the knowledge, all of them will leave you and go away. Listen now. They will not be sitting with you. Because this knowledge, I am the Lord, this knowledge will chase them all away. How? Because they will all resolve as mithya. Understand now? They will not be there. In the wake of knowledge, you will be reveling in fullness. Once there is fullness, all this will not be there. Your desire will be resolved. Your anger, my God, will be resolved. Your jealousy will be resolved. Understand? All these things will be resolved naturally. These six can be there only where there is, whenever the pain of, okay, now the pain is caused, whenever this pain caused in your mind, when the pain is caused, whenever your smallness is triggered, whenever the problem of smallness being centered on I, your smallness is triggered. Anything which triggers your smallness, what? Results in pain. Unnudiya kuregalai unarthugindra eduvum unakku varthathai yerpaduthum. When that pain is there, as long as the pain caused by the triggering of smallness is there, there will be kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryam. Different degrees, okay, different degrees. The more civilized the person is, there will be less, okay, small degree of kama krodha lobha. We can't say totally he is. Only jnani is totally free from kama krodha lobha moha madha matsaryam. That's why kamam krodham lobham moham tyaktva atmanam soham bhavaya. The ellathi uttittu he says here, may not be a slave of all these states of mind. Understand they are all states of mind. They are all there because of the problem of smallness being centered on. The problem of smallness being centered on I. Better know the self. being the reality, and there may you dwell upon the self, the reality, understand that you are the Lord, and may you ascertain this fact of the self being the Lord. Understand now? Thereby what he says now. Now, then you have what? Atma Jnanam. You can resolve all these sixfold enemies. Understand in the form of thoughts, and you can be free. And then he says, only those who do not know the self, they alone are deluded, and those who are deluded alone, what? They suffer. Is it clear now? Therefore, what you should do? Govindam bhaja. That's why you have to remember. Therefore, every class you have to go back home saying what? Govindam bhaja. What does it mean? Better know the Lord, the truth, Govinda, who is none other than you, the self. If you do not know, if you don't want to know, if it's difficult to know, but pray, beg for knowledge. Crave, go and beg, catch, beg for knowledge. Listen, plead for knowledge. We are so shy. Asking for jnanam. Don't feel shy, okay? Asking for jnanam. How many times to ask? I feel very bad to ask. I want something from Tilaka, you know. But I asked her only once, you know. I slightly hinted that I wanted something. I felt very shy to ask her again and again. How many times to ask? Even if I ask 2-3 times, she doesn't. 108 times. 108 nama, we haven't said now. Why 1,008 times? 1,10,000. You know, don't, until you get it, keep on torturing the Lord. Okay? Oh Lord, please bless me with thy sorupam. Pester the Lord. Okay? You can go and pester. Please bless me with the Lord. Hag. Really nag. Keep on nagging. Please give me the jnanam. Please give me my sorupam. Why? Because if all your problems will be solved. I told you already. What Paramatananda says, ore dose, udane close. Understand? Have one dose, finish it close. No? Close it soon. Okay. Kamam krodham lobham moham. Kamam krodham lobham moham. Tyaktvātmānam bhāvayakoham. Tyaktvātmānam bhāvayakoham. Tyaktvātmānam bhāvayasoham. Tyaktvātmānam bhāvayasoham. There used to be another version, koham.
Yeah, it is here actually.
Yeah, koham and soham, both are okay. Anyway, you had adala uttittu naan yaarnu kelu, that's the meaning. Then you will get, how can you give up, okay? That's why I always change. I don't give exactly how others translate. We go by how, what is correct, isn't it? That's why. People will translate, giving up all these anger, jealous and greed and all these things, and know the self, no? And ask who I am. And know who I am. Okay? And then, that's it. That's that meaning. The people give little meaning. That you should take very literally. If you can give, and why should we ask who I am? We can give them a ball and they happily can sit. Understand? Isn't it? It's not that easy, no? Give up all of them. Ask who I am. If we can give up, and we do, why should we ask who I am? We don't need to ask anything. Understand? That is why we have to always understand the meaning correctly. Sometimes now we have to give the meaning in keeping with, interpret the verses in keeping with Shastra teaching. The original teaching of the Upanishads. How Upanishad sees the problem. Isn't it? Yella uttittu atmave therindukol. No. Once you know the Atma, they will all go away. Isn't it? It's a very important point I'm making today. That only then you will be free of guilt first. My God, I am jealous. I'm jealous of other things. I'm so greedy. I'm very disease of so many things. I have disease. I get angry. Listen, so don't feel guilty. Understand the problem. Do you feel guilty about having a headache? Do I have headache? How can I tell others? Nobody feels, because you can't keep quiet with your headache, because the way you sit and hold your head and make all fuss and then about your head, and everybody will know that you have headache. Understand? And similarly, even if you don't want to show, you don't need to feel guilty, because your behavior shows what is the emotional problem. These persons, you know how jealous this person is. The behavior shows. And how angry this person is. How hurt this person. Somewhere something is wrong. We can make out. The way you talk, we can make out how proud you are. Nothing wrong. You don't need to feel guilty. Others don't need to look down upon the person. Once you understand this, we will not find fault with people who are arrogant, who are highly boasting of themselves, who seem to be highly proud. Understand now? We understand some problem. Understand now? Every mind has this. The Shastra only tells, don't need to feel guilty or don't need to feel hurt by such behavior also. And even if anybody has the problem of this being jealous, etc. And we can understand. It's natural for any human being to have any degree of. The degree may vary from person to person, but no human mind is, no human mind is free from these emotional problems. Very natural. They're all there. Why they are there? Basically, they're all there as an expression of the pain. Listen now. Pain caused by the triggering of the smallness centered on I. Understand? Something has to trigger your smallness. Then there is pain. The pain expresses to what? All these things. Natural. Therefore, what is the solution now? The smallness has to be resolved. How can you solve the smallness? Only by knowing fullness. What is fullness? Smallness can be resolved by knowing fullness, by discovering fullness. நிறைவை அறிவதன் மூலமே சிறுமையை குறைகளை குறைகளினின்று விடுபட முடியும். யூ ஆர் நாட் ஈவன் ரிமூவிங் தம், நீக்க சொல்லக்கூடாது, தாமாக நீங்கும். இஃப் எ நீக்கும் மீன்ஸ் ஹூ இஸ் நீக்கிங், ஹூ இஸ் ரிமூவிங், நீக்கிங் வந்துடுது, ஹூ இஸ் ரிமூவிங் இல்லையா? Remove it. Who is removing? Who can remove it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, suddenly the English came. That's why I say Niki. Who can remove it? Nobody can remove it, isn't it? If you can remove it, you have already removed it. If you can give, you have already removed. They have to just ninganam. Understand? They have to leave you. You have to free yourself from their hold. Pidilirundhu, you have to free yourself from their hold. For which you need to discover fullness. Know the self, discover fullness. Understand you are the Lord. The standpoint of that reality, discover fullness. In discovering fullness, smallness will be resolved. If smallness is resolved, all these problems caused by smallness also will be what? Resolved. Geyam Gita Namasahasram. Geyam Gita Namasahasram. Dheyam Shri Pati Rupamajasram. Dheyam Shri Pati Rupamajasram. Dheyam Shri Pati Rupamajasram.
Dheyam Shri Pati Rupamajasram.
Neyam sajjana, neyam sajjana, sange chittam, neyam sajjana, sange chittam, neyam sajjana, sange chittam, dheyam di, Deyam dina janaya cha vittam. Deyam dina janaya cha vittam. Okay, here. Okay, now we know very clearly. You have to know the Lord Govinda. Why? In knowing the Lord as this, knowing the self, you know you are the Lord. You are the whole. How? Because self, yourself is the self of all the beings. The self of all the beings is one and the same. In knowing this, you discover fullness. In discovering fullness, you dissolve the smallness. In dissolving smallness, all these problems will be resolved. You will be free. So for this knowledge, self-knowledge, for Satma Jnanaya, thereby to know I am that Lord, Soham, Atmanam Jnanachat, knowing the self, to know that I am the Lord, and thereby to resolve all the problems for which you need to be mentally ready. What you should do? The mind has to become steady. Therefore he says here, the for which he prescribes now. That's a better. Geyam Gita Nama Sahasram. Therefore, you have to study Bhagavad Gita. Abba. So here, definitely I'm going to come here after on Wednesdays. Not at least after Navaratri. Gita, Bhagavad Gita should be studied. Not simply chanting Gita. Okay, it says chant Gita. No chanting business, okay? Chanting is important. You can chant. What is more important, the most important is to understand the teaching. Understand the vision of Gita. Bhagavad Gita does not preach anything. Bhagavad Gita teaches. Bhagavad Gita gives you vision. Understand? So, have the vision of, understand the heart of Bhagavad Gita, understand the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, have the vision of the Shastra. Bhagavad Gita. Gita means Bhagavad Gita here. And not only that, to be able to understand that, your mind has to become steady. You need Bhagavan's grace, therefore which better chant Vishnu Sahasranama. Don't ask, should we chant only Vishnu Sahasranama? If you know Tiruvachagam, fine, you chant it. No, do some parayanam of it. Parayanam of, you know, any stotram wherein Bhagavan's glories are narrated, are described. And Vishnu Sahasranam is very, very special. It is completely, every 1,000 names if you take, I told you already, every name of the Lord is a word which implies the swarupam of the Lord. If you keep on saying that, one day, definitely, it will help you to understand what is implied by those words. The Shraddha. Now, at least not mechanically, okay? Even if you chant the word without knowing the meaning, now you have Purushartha Nischaya. Now you know the value of knowledge. Now you know the value of values. Now you know the importance of being mentally pure and steady. Isn't it? Now you know the value of everything. Now you know the significance of worship. Now you know the efficacy of prayer. Now you know how nothing goes waste here. Now prayer is effective. Worship is effective. Now the Parayanam. Now doing, complete chanting 1,000 names of the Lord. Definitely every name, what? Implies the Surupam of the Lord. First name is what? Om Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhūta-kṛt-bhūta-vṛt-bhāvo bhūta-atmā-bhūta-bhāvanaḥ bhūta-atmā-paramātmā-ca. We have 1,000 names like this. The first name, Om Vishwam. Om first. If you know the what is implied by the word Om, not indicated, okay? Keep on, you don't know the meaning, doesn't matter, keep on chanting. When you chant, then you are with what is implied by, what is implied by every word is Swarupam of the Lord, which is you. Vishwam means universe. Vishwam is what? Who is the Lord? The whole universe is the Lord. Which implies, isn't it? Like that. Therefore, Vishnu, the Geyam, what should be sung? Recited, chanted. Understand Gita. It matters Gita. Heart, understand vision of Gita. Let vision of Gita become your vision. Wherein you see all that is there is only Ishvara. For which you need, mind has to be ready. For which as a worship, what? As a upasanam, do this karma. What is karma here? Chant, O Vachikam karma, chant Vishnu Sahasranamam. Geyam, Geyam Gita Nama Sahasram, which means, Nama Sahasram means Vishnu Sahasranam. Then what she do? May you sit and quietly try to focus your attention of your mind on the form of the Lord. Practice meditation on the Lord. Now don't practice some light and candlelight and that and this, you're simply staring at and all those things. He makes it very clear. Shripati Rupam Ajashram Dheyam. Shripati Rupam. Shripati means Bhagavan, Lord Vishnu. Rupam. May you, Ajashram, always may you focus attention on the form of the Lord Vishnu. This is, listen, a form means a form which stands for the Lord. You can't focus attention on the Lord because it is the mind which is part of the Lord cannot comprehend and focus attention on the Lord the whole. And this is very difficult. That is why we have a symbol. So have some form, Sripati's form, Vishnu's form, and may you focus. Don't think, why not Shiva? If you want Shiva, please Shiva. Understand now? For me, Vishnu and Shiva are one and the same. Any form, even if you have Vishnu, Shiva's form also is what? Stands for Vishnu also. It's another big confusion, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This example is given. May you meditate upon a given form which stands as a symbol for the Lord, the whole. Any form. Learn to focus. Not seriously, he says. Apart, along with the study of Shastram, understand Gita, to study, purify your mind, to steady your mind, what? Do this. Parayanam you do. Also try to practice some meditation. Why? Because the restless mind has to become calm and quiet to have the vision. Understand? Shripadhyayam, Shripati Rupam, Ajasram. Then he says, then for which to be able to study Sahasranamam, to be able to understand Bhagavad Gita, understand, and also he says here, to even to be able to meditate, and for all of them, you mind has to be taken to the association of good people. So we have to tell people, may please go and join the Gita Home Study group. They are the good people living in Ilford. Sajjana Sange Chittam Neyam. Mind has to be taken to the association of the righteous people, good people. Sajjana. That means what? For which it's very, very, see, very important. Who accompanies you, who keeps you company is very, very important. However Mahatma, great Mahatma you are, still you can be what? Pushed into the pit. Understand now? if the associate, one who keeps you company is very, very important. Company very important. So doctor is a good company for all of you, okay?
Yes.
If he takes you to Bhagavad Gita class. Now what I'm saying here, because it's very important. See, Shastram always says, a company must be sajjana. You should have a company of the good people. Who are the good people? A good people are those who have purushartha nischaya, who know moksha being the ultimate, who know the value and importance of pursuing artha and kama in connection with dharma for moksha. Thereby, who are committed to live a life of dharma, who are ethical, who are religious and who are spiritual. Understand now? And who are committed to study of shastram, who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, who are committed to the study of shastram, and understand, who are committed to Bhagavan, who have surrendered their will totally to Bhagavan. They are the sajjanaha. Not everybody who were any good sahaja. Very nice, how nice. People talk to you nicely. Don't mistake by seeing external appearance. See who is sajjanaha. Because in that case, the whole jagat is full of good people only. There is nobody who is, understand now, everything is Ishvara, means who is bad here? There is nobody who is bad. There is no durjanaha, understand? Everybody has janaha, because everybody is Ishvara. There is no durjanaha from the standpoint of a jnani. Everybody is sajjanaha only. But here sajjanaha, Shastram refers to, as if who are we to judge? He is wrong person, he is bad person, he is good person. It is not for judging who are bad and who are. It is not for us to be judgmental about, oh, these are all good people, these are all bad people. Not for that. Here Shastra means, Sajjanaha means, those who are committed to the Sat. Understand now? Those who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, of the truth. Those are committed to the study of Shastram. And those who are spiritual, religious, and ethical. Yajjanaha. Therefore, sajjana sange chittam neyam. So therefore, mind has to be taken to the association of the good means. May you associate yourself with sajjanaha. And spiritual people. Spiritual people. I can say simply spiritual people. And the spiritual you have to understand correctly. Who are spiritual? Then he says, if you have anything more than you need, please you also share it with others. Deyam dina janaya vittam. Money has to be wealth you have acquired, no, has to be shared, no, given to the pitiable person, whoever deserves pity, understand, whoever the needy has to be supported. Share, because there only by reaching out activity you expand, understand, wherein you can have the vision is possible. Now for one to expansion of the mind, one has to deliberately really be given to the reaching out activities where one can share what one has. Clear? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So see you all next week.